How are you?
Good, thanks. How are y'all?
Well, not too bad. I got to tell you, I bet we're in a better place than you are right now.
Oh, let's see. Well, first of all, we are on a tour of the Tennessee State Park, so we're at David Crockett today. Where are you, Hill?
I am sitting alone on my couch with a cup of coffee, and our sweet babysitter took my twins downstairs to play, so I'm having like quiet mom moment with my coffee, talking about music and just life with you guys, and I feel like it's a giant gift.
Sounds like a tie. And we're on the tour of the Tennessee State Parks, and we get to talk to Hillary Scott from Lady A. I mean, come on, this is perfect. So what kind of year have you had?
It has been challenging, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, we're all just learning a lot about ourselves and each other, and I've never, you know, been more thankful for the joys of my family and just hugging everybody I love that I'm quarantined with tighter than ever and praying more than I ever have and just, you know, just really trying to be patient before we can get back out on the road. I mean, this year has just been a gigantic test, I think, for everybody.
No kidding.
And right when the pandemic started, the song that you did with our friend Thomas Rhett, Be a Light, came out. And I just want to say thank you for being involved in that. That song was such a comfort to so many folks.
Thank you. I'm honored to be a part of it. I told him, I was like, this song is just so important. And it was almost like, because I think this is a song that he had written, you know, before the end of last year.
Whoa.
And he decided to record it and ask, you know, me and a couple of other artists to be a part of it. And I, like, when it went number one, I was like, I feel like God gave you this message because he knew that we would need it.
Yes.
So much in this time. And I'm just, and I just told him, I said, thank you so much for listening and being obedient to him and writing the song and then pushing for it to be released, because I do think that it's been such a place of comfort and healing for people, and peace for people.
At the same time, you guys decided to release Champagne Night. How many Champagne Nights have you had?
It's a little bit more of a, like, a song that'll get you through from coffee to cocktail hour.
Yes! Right.
One for mornings, one for nighttime.
Yes!
Yes.
And like, all weekend long, that's just all I'm singing over and over again, is drinking beer on a champagne night. Like, tell us where the song came from.
Yeah, so this song, we were on the show Songland at the beginning of the year. It was literally, like, the last thing we did before everyone went into quarantine. And so we went on the show. We were just so excited to be a part of it, had no idea what to expect, like what kind of song are we going to gravitate towards on the show. And if you haven't watched it, it's an incredible kind of inside look into just the songwriting process. Mm-hmm. And so we're songwriters. We would consider ourselves, I think, songwriters first before anything. And so we were like, yeah, let's do it and meet some new talent and hear some songs. And so Champagne Night came from that show. And we're just so thankful. And we're looking so forward to performing it live on tour. That's been like one of the biggest heartbreaks, I think, is just not being able to start. That we were like planning on it being the show opener, and we just had all these plans. But you know what? I think we've all had to just like get okay with our plans looking different.
Yeah, right.
No doubt.
This year,
I don't even know if it ever actually got announced. You were supposed to be bringing the tour to Memphis next month, and of course that didn't happen. But that just means next year when it does come to town, we're just gonna have to pop a lot of bubs.
Yes,
that would be, I mean, we, the three of us, Charles and Dave and I, when we've been together doing anything over these last couple months, it's like every single time our conversation goes to, can y'all just imagine what it's gonna feel like to step on stage again? Like, with a live audience and with just that energy. And I mean, we all, it's almost like this unanimous, like our eyes well up with tears, and we just are so just expectant and hopeful for that opportunity and will never take it for granted again. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, I was able to go and socially distance with a mask and to a church service a couple weeks ago and hearing the live music. I mean, I just wept the whole time. I mean, it just does something to us, you know, and in us that is just such a huge part of what we need, you know? And so it's just one day, hopefully soon.
Yeah, you're right. I can't wait to see you guys when you get back to town. I will bring the champagne and we will toast Lady A back on the stage for the Mid-South and the Memphis folks. I can't wait to see you guys. It's been so long.
Thank y'all so much. It's been such a joy talking to y'all. Thank you for your support and have fun on your tour of all of the Tennessee State parks. Like, I've been wanting to go camping so bad, and now that the weather's getting a little cooler, my husband and I have been talking about going with our daughters, and you're really making me like want to plan it. Like,
well, come on. This weekend we're going to be at Montgomery Bell State Park, which is close to you. Come on down, look for the big green tour bus, and
that's us.
That's awesome. Well, listen, awesome. Thank you so much. Here's hoping Champagne Night becomes your next big number one song. Lady A, Hillary Scott, everybody.
Woo-hoo. Talk to y'all soon.